was a massive surprise to me, and again, very proud and very honoured, Frank, you know, to be considered for such a prestigious award. And and also, I suppose, the fact of the matter being that I'm the first GAA person to receive the award as well. And, you know, to follow in the footsteps of great people that went past, like the likes of Paddy Bonner and Shay Given, yeah, really, really chuffed. And I really, really appreciate Donegal County Council like bestowing this award on me.
To think that it's 24 years now since, I mean, you climbed those steps of the old Hogan Stand in Croke Park. How vivid are the memories from that day, you know, the final whistle, collecting salmon, even the home coming back to Donegal? Is it still very fresh?
Oh, sure, look, this is fresh as yesterday, and, you know, it was the greatest moment of my life, and I know that I'll never, ever do anything better in my lifetime, anyway, than to walk up the steps of the Hogan Stand and accept the Sam Maguire on behalf of my team and on behalf of my county for the very, very first time. It was a magical moment, like, and a lot of people still ask me, you know, what it felt like, and very, very hard to describe, but I know that I was the most powerful man in Ireland anyway for about 5 minutes around that time. And yeah, it was a great time for me, great time for my family, a great time for my club, and a great time for my county.
This award tonight too is probably, you know, a reflection and maybe, you know, a recognition too of former teammates. I know I talked to Brian McAnuff last week. He was absolutely delighted when he heard the news. I'm sure some of those guys will be there tonight, and even it coincides with friends and family being home from New York too, so the timing couldn't be better.
No, it's going to be a fantastic evening in Lifford, and, you know, I'm hoping and looking forward to meeting the men of 92, and I'm also being told that the men of 2012, Michael Murphy, are going to be there, and a lot of good loyal supporters of mine are going to be there as well. Like, and it's going to be a fantastic evening, and it's going to be totally another big, big GAA evening, of course, and it's going to be all football. And, you know, football has been my life since 1992 anyway, and still is and probably still will be. And yeah, proud of, you know, all my achievements, and as the years roll on, like, I appreciate what I achieved.
I mean, when you talk about the 2012 boys, Michael Murphy and those guys going to be in attendance this evening too, how proud were you to see those boys emulate yourselves, you know, back in 2012? Because you were always the first, and for a long time we were thinking you might be the last, but that gang came about, you know, they got some discipline, some talented footballers, and Jim McGuinness, you know, led them to a second All-Ireland title, which was great again.
Yeah, like, I'll always remember when the 2012 team arrived in Ardra that night, like, and there was nobody as proud as I was, like, and I often remember a photograph I took with a very young Michael Murphy at the time. I think he might have been only 2 or 3 years of age. I think he might have been sitting in the cup, and, you know, I even knew at that time, you know, that Michael Murphy was destined for greater things, and he's proved that. He's been a great leader, was a great captain, still is a great captain, and, you know, I'm delighted that, you know, they'll be along here this evening as well.
And just before we let you go, Donegal take on Fermanagh in the Ulster Senior Football Championship on Sunday. How do you see Donegal going into that game? I think Neil Gallagher's definitely ruled out, but everybody else is ruled in, but it's probably going to be a tricky one in Balbuffet.
Look at, you know, every championship match is going to be tricky, and Fermanagh are an up-and-coming team, like, and they've, you know, they've had a good league run behind them and that there, and also, like, you know, they're going in there as underdogs, you know, and they've got nothing, absolutely nothing to lose. They're a nice little team there, you know, they can move the ball around, and Pete McGrath has got them very well organised, and, you know, it won't be easy, but I can still see us getting through there, I think, by a couple of points.